1690, Montreal.
For CGL News, I'm Kumaran Sathkarunathan. On Sunday, August 31st, Afghanistan recorded a major earthquake, killing over 1,400 people and injuring over 3,000 people. According to a United Nations official, the earthquake was of magnitude 6, and it collapsed many villages and trapped people under the rubble of their homes. The UN's resident coordinator for Afghanistan points out that Afghanistan has been dealing with multiple crises in recent times. Foreign governments haven't supported them due to the Taliban government, which is only recognized by Russia. On Tuesday, August 26th, Sri Lanka's former president Ranil Wickremesinghe was granted bail after being arrested the week before for the misuse of state funds. According to Sri Lanka's Criminal Investigation Department, in 2023, Ranil and his wife allegedly used state funds for a private visit to the UK. The trip included the graduation ceremony of Ranil's wife, Professor Maitri Wickremesinghe, at the University of Wolverhampton. After his arrest, Ranil Wickremesinghe was admitted to the intensive care unit of the Colombo National Hospital, and he was unable to attend his hearing as well. Colombo Fort Magistrate Nilupuli Lankapura issued a bail order based on three surety bails of 5 million rupees each. For the fall 2025 semester, Concordia University and University de Montreal reported a 37% decrease, while McGill reported 22%. These decreasing numbers are part of the aftermath of the change in governmental priorities and the restrictions put on immigration in Canada and Quebec. A spokesperson for McGill University revealed that these reforms were taken without consulting or considering the university. Furthermore, the spokesperson notes that these measures convey a negative image of the province internationally, resulting in a significant decline in interest in studying at Quebec universities. For more, go to cglo.com/news or follow CGLO News on Spotify.
Hello and good morning. You're listening to CGLO 1690 AM. My name is Sophie. You're listening to a new show called Everything Everywhere. So welcome. I appreciate that you're taking the time to listen along. I'm still working out the quirks in the whole structure of this show, but essentially I just want to play a wide range of genres and artists every week that I feel kind of embody some kind of cultural theme or concept in their music. I don't know. I don't want to sound too jargony, but it's just simply because I couldn't stick to one genre, like one thing for the show. So this way I can kind of play whatever I want, but in like a concise and curatorial way. So this week I wanted to look at nostalgia, which I don't know, it's kind of a loaded term. It can kind of encompass a lot, but I don't know. That's the fun of it, right? So I don't know. I'll dive deeper into my thoughts on nostalgia as we move along in the episode. But for now, I want to play a few tracks that to me feel nostalgic, mainly because of their lyrics. They're just like, they're so touching and beautiful, and I don't know, pretty relatable. But I don't know. They mostly speak of their past selves and relationships, which is, I think, kind of what we all first think about when we think of nostalgia. So, I feel like it's a good start to introducing the theme. So with a rather fitting title, we're going to start off with From the Morning by Nick Drake, and then Once I Was by Tim Buckley. So, yeah, I hope these kick off a really smooth, nice start to your morning. And without further ado, here is From the Morning by Nick Drake.
Thank you.
day one stormed, and it was beautiful. A day one stormed from the ground. Then the night she fell, and the air was beautiful. The night she fell all around. So look, see the days, the endless colored ways. Go play the game that you learned from the morning. And now we rise, we are everywhere. And now we rise from the ground. See, she flies, she is everywhere. See, she flies all around. So look, see the sights, the endless summer nights. Go play the game.
Sometimes
Once I Was by Tim Buckley. I'm realizing that a lot of these songs I have in this playlist are very like indie rock, indie. that's just what I feel like I'm drawn to in a lot of music. There is some variety though. I promise eclecticism and variety. There is some different stuff, but for the first half of this episode, it is a lot of rock and indie, I guess. I don't know. I find those songs are very longing and sorrowful sometimes, which I think is really present in nostalgic sounding music. So these next couple songs are definitely full of sorrow, but also appreciations of the past and of the people in it. So first there's Ruth by Michael Cera, who you might not have known has made music, but I don't know, this album is so beautiful. I totally recommend it if you only know him as an actor or a Canadian legend. It's called True That, with the song Ruth. And then after that, I've got, I don't know, he isn't Canadian, but he is a legend. It's Still Crazy After All These Years by Paul Simon. So both lovely tracks. Stay tuned, and I hope you enjoy. Thank you.
met my old lover on the street last night. She seemed so glad to see me, I just smiled. And we talked about some old times, and we drank ourselves some beers. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy after all these years. I'm not the kind of man who tends to socialize. I seem to lean on old familiar ways. And I ain't no fool for love songs that whisper in my ears. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy.
Love movies? Discover the best of art house cinema in three theaters all across the city. That is Cinéma du Musée, Du Parc, and Beaubien. Students only pay $11 per ticket, all day, every day. See you at the movies!
Tune in to Eastern Promises every Sunday at 8 p.m. with me, Donald Robert, as I take you through the latest and greatest music from Atlantic Canada. Featuring everything from traditional fiddle music to hip-hop, jazz, metal, as well as Acadian and Indigenous sounds, Eastern Promises will take you on a journey from westernmost New Brunswick to the furthest edges of Newfoundland. I'll be bringing you music news, tour dates, and some down-home comfort for all you Montreal expats. Join me as I curate a playlist that showcases the extraordinary talent coming out of Canada's right coast since time immemorial. That's Eastern Promises, every Sunday at 8 p.m. here on CJLO 1690.
Hi, this is Jeff from Wilco, and you're listening to CJLO Montreal.
All right, you just heard before the ads, Still Crazy After All These Years by Paul Simon and Ruth by Michael Cera. Both just such beautiful, loving tracks. I don't know. I heard this Paul Simon one only like a few weeks ago, and I knew I had to put it in the show just because come on, like, the lyrics are just so, they're so cute. They're so lovely. I don't know, just talking about meeting up with this old lover and, I don't know, just grabbing a beer, catching up. Yeah, I don't know. It was like the simplest of songs I could have put in here just for the sake of the lyrics, but it's so beautiful. Anyway, next up, I've got three songs from all Canadian artists. Starting off, of course, I have Joni Mitchell with The Last Time I Saw Richard, very similar to the vibe of the Paul Simon track where, I don't know, kind of just talking about an old, I don't know, lover, relationship, maybe even a friend. I don't know. You can kind of interpret it the way that you want. And then I have Gold Filigree by Yves Jarvis, who I only got into like this week, but his songs are so good. They're like right up my alley. I don't know how to describe them, but it's very unique. And then, of course, with his new album Guitar, I have the track Home by Mac DeMarco, which, I don't know, feels a little personal to me. I'm from BC, so I think of a distant home quite often. And he's also from there. I think he's from Vancouver Island. So, yeah, I don't know, we have that in common. I'll let you listen. I'll stop rambling. So here is Joni Mitchell.
Last time I saw Richard was Detroit in 68, and he told me all romantics meet the same fate someday. Cynical and drunk and boring someone in some dark cafe. You laugh, he said, you think you're immune. Go look at your eyes, they're full of moon. You like roses and kisses and pretty men to tell you all. Pretty lies, pretty lies. When you're gonna realize they're only pretty lies, only pretty lies, just pretty lies. You put a quarter in the Wurlitzer. Pushed three buttons and the thing began to whir. And a barmaid came by in fishnet stockings and a bow tie. And she said, drink up now, it's getting on time to close. Richard, you haven't really changed, I said. It's just that now you're romanticizing some pain that's in your head. You got tombs in your eyes, but the songs you punched are dreaming. Listen, they sing a love so sweet, love so sweet. When you're gonna get yourself back on your feet? Oh, love can be so sweet, love so sweet. Richard got married to a figure skater, and he bought her a dishwasher and a coffee percolator. And he drinks at home now most nights with a TV on and all the house lights left up bright. I'm gonna blow this damn candle out. I don't want nobody coming over to my table. I've got nothing to talk to anybody about. All good dreamers pass this way someday. Hiding behind bottles in dark cafes, dark cafes. Only a dark cocoon before I get my gorgeous wings and fly away. Only a face, these dark cafe days.
Sooner than I'd sooner than I'd go home again.
You just heard Home by Mac DeMarco from his new album Guitar. I love this album. It's, I don't know, it's so good. It's kind of got like his classic sound in it. Like, it's so recognizable, but feels a little different. So I don't know, I really liked it. Next up, I've got some different kind of stuff. Some of it's a little more personal to my experience with nostalgia. I don't know, stuff from like video games and shows that I don't know, have beautiful music that, I don't know, always take me back to when I was a kid. But before that, I have a couple songs that are part of the vaporwave genre, which, I don't know, this might be comical to some people who grew up in like the emergence of accessible internet, but I only learned about the vaporwave genre like, I think it was, I don't know, almost 2 years ago or like a year ago in a class I had called Art and Aesthetics, which was really fun. But I don't know, this was one of my favorite topics to learn about, or just like, I don't know, all of the theory that comes along with it, and its importance to the concept of nostalgia, how it, I don't know, it emits a nostalgia for like the early internet, but also the 80s and 90s, just with like the synths or just the sound that I feel like are present in a lot of these songs, or just the way they remix older songs with like this, I don't know, new internet kind of sound. I feel like if you haven't heard it, you'll know what I'm talking about when I play these next two songs. But I don't know, vaporwave is so interesting to me when thinking about nostalgia, because it kind of, like, when you think of nostalgia, you think of the past, but vaporwave also emits kind of like this utopian, I don't know, vibe that brings us to visions of the future as well. I don't know, I'm not trying to sound too deep, but it's really cool how it merges those two, I don't know, time, those two passages of time. Yeah, it kind of refuses to be like outwardly sentimental in that kind of way, in maybe the way that we've just heard with all those like indie songs, but I don't know, it brings you somewhere, even though I wasn't really around when like the internet was beginning to be a thing. Like, it feels nostalgic, but maybe that's a subjective experience. You can see how you feel. These next two songs I picked out through like a vaporwave playlist I found, but I listened through carefully, and these were like my favorite. And I think they really encompass the genre nicely and bring me to like a very nostalgic place. So first I have Starlight by Luxury Elite. And then I've got Mini Beach by Orograph. Even though they're both part of the same kind of genre, they both have very different sounds. So take a listen, see if you feel nostalgic. And yeah, thank you for listening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. Thank you.
Arts in the Margins present Festival Flux, a Montreal experimental music festival taking place from October 1st to 11th. Festival Flux is a unique mix of concerts, workshops, roundtables, presentations, talks, and publication launches, all configured around community, care, and the sonic arts. You won't want to miss innovative artists such as Beam Splitter, Anif Jacques and Ryoko Akama, Bozzini Quartet, Andrew Cyril, Christina Warren, Violence Gratuite, Nada El Shazly, and more. For more information on the festival and how to get tickets, visit fluxmtl.org.
The Go-Go Radio Magic Show. Every Friday night from 6 till 8 on 3JLO. Tune in. Turn on. Freak out.
C'est quoi ces sessions CGLO? C'est quoi ça, hein?
Oh, CGLO! Station Collage, hein?
Collage, hein? C'est ouais. Quoi ça?
Vous... Concordia!
Université!
Ouais!
Montréal!
Ouais!
Québec! CGLO!
You're listening to CGLO 1690 AM. I can't help but laugh at that last station ID. Anyway, you just heard Midi Beach by Orograph before the ads. I love vaporwave. It's such a cool genre, even though I didn't grow up with, I don't know, those early internet sounds on like your computer. I don't know. It's so lovely. And it's so interesting. I think I'm going to have to do a whole like show on vaporwave just because I feel like there's so much I want to talk about, but yeah, I might have to save it for another show. But it does connect to nostalgia in this really cool way where it almost embodies like a collective nostalgia for all these people who may have either grown up throughout the 80s or the 90s and then experienced the internet and all of its uniqueness, and having those combined and, I don't know, embodied in music, I feel like it's so interesting because I usually think of nostalgia as like a personal thing. You think of nostalgia as the place you grew up, the people you knew, but vaporwave has this way of bringing people together in the way that it's nostalgic for like this whole era of internet and 80s music. So yeah, I don't know. I don't have that much time to like get into it, but I find it really interesting. So I don't know. Let me know if you want a vaporwave episode. But up next, these are some more personal nostalgic tracks for me. The first one is Everything Stays from Adventure Time with Olivia Olson on the vocals. It's so lovely. It's so sweet. I don't know. Sometimes it like almost brings me to tears. It's just the message in it is so beautiful, and I can remember the episodes where they sing it, and it's just, I don't know, you'll have to take a listen. If you know it, you'll get what I mean. And then after that I have Cat by C418, which is from the Minecraft album, for the whole Minecraft soundtrack that C418 did. I don't know if this one plays like randomly throughout the game, but I know that there is like a record you can collect in the game and place it into like a, I don't know, I think it's a jukebox. I don't know, you have to craft it or something. Anyway, I'll stop rambling. I'll let you listen. But these are very childhood nostalgia driven songs for me. So yeah, stay tuned. You're listening to CGLO. Here is Everything Stays by Olivia Olson.
Let's go in the garden. You'll find something waiting right there where you left it, lying upside down. When you finally find it, you'll see how it's faded. The underside is lighter when you turn it around. Everything stays right where you left it. Everything stays. to the ocean. The crystal tide is raising. Water's gotten higher as the shore washes out. Keep your eyes wide open, even when the sun is blazing. The moon controls the tide. It could cause you to drown. Everything stays right where you left it. Everything stays, but it still changes ever so slightly. Daily and nightly, in little ways, when everything stays.
You just heard Cat by C418 from the Minecraft soundtrack. I guess it's called a soundtrack if it's in a video game. Maybe it's called something else. I don't know. I'll have to do my research. But anyway, yeah, I don't know. I love those two songs. I don't know. Some people might find it weird that, like, I'm listening to, like, these kids' show songs or, like, Minecraft music on my spare time, but I don't know, they've just got this beautiful, beautiful tone to them that, like, it just takes me back to, I don't know, sitting on the floor, like, in front of my TV, either, like, playing Xbox or watching Adventure Time. I don't know, it's so lovely. Next up, for the last few songs, these ones are pretty similar in, like, in terms of vibes. I think they might be a little sad, but there's multiple ways to look at them. I feel like the first one is called I Lived in Trees by Mark Fry and the A-Lords. It's it starts off very slow, but I don't know, he comes in like midway through and it kind of just like lifts you from your seat. And like, I don't know, you feel like you're levitating listening to it. The same goes for the next one, which is Award Season by Bon Iver. This is off his new album, or somewhat new, I guess, from a couple months ago, called Sable Fable. I love this album. It's so beautiful. There's so many tracks I want to play. And I don't know, I think I've played some before, but Award Season is just... It's I don't know, same vibes as the last one. It's like very transportative. It's beautiful. It's, I don't know, it takes you somewhere. So, yeah, without further ado, I will let you listen to I Lived in Trees by Mark Fry.
I can handle way more than I can handle, so I keep reaching for the handle to flood my heart. And the Spaniard and song that I have pandered to is always handing me the anvil, saying that's for you. But then you came to me from Olympic heavy duty. We both needed so much soothing, played you Ricky Lee. Oh, how everything can change in such a small time frame. You can be remade, you can live again. What was pain, now's gain. A new path gets laid, and you know what is great. Nothing stays the same. Felt you through me, and every clue you threw me, pointing at me, asking who me. What a start. You had taken all away my aching. Well, how could I ever thank you? I'd been received. But I'm a sable, and honey, us the fable. You said that you were unable, that it's not reprieve. Oh, but maybe things can change. What can wax can wane. Things can get replayed. And if it's all the same, oh, just take my hand and place it on your blame and let it wash away. You, I will remain. Came over short after it was over. You as precious as a clover.
Hello. Hey.